Oh, that was wonderful. That was I he gave me the choice. Daddy was very hip on education. He said, "Get all the education that you can because nobody can ever take that away from you." He was really very sorry that he never had any more education than he did, because after the 8th grade, why, they put him to work right away at St. Mary's, making shirts, doing various things in order to earn money to feed all the kids. So he said, "Well," he said, "you have your choice, and go to college, or you can make the trip with us." And it was going to be a trip around the world. We were going to go on from Japan. And I said, "I'll take the trip." We went to China, we went to the Philippines, Shanghai, Hong Kong, and then we took a boat from Manila to Bali, and we went to what used to be called Java, which was Sri Lanka. And it was a boat that would eventually, it stopped in the various places, and we would stay there maybe a day or two. You'd sleep on the boat and then go visit. And it eventually landed us at Marseille. But we went through the Suez Canal, and we spent about 4 or 5 days in Bali, which was just beautiful back then, completely unspoiled, which is something that you cannot say today. And then we went on over to Java, and we stayed there for 3 or 4 days, and that was also beautiful. We stayed at a wonderful hotel, the Hotel des Indes, which I think is still there, and they had this fabulous rice truffle, which was a series of various curries and served in 20 different courses by 20 boys who came out and helped you. It was absolutely amazing. We spent, as a matter of fact, we spent Christmas there. And that was a kind of a sad time, because it's the first time we'd ever been away from home at Christmas. And I can remember they had the hotel, they tried to decorate it, and they took strings and put them across the room with cotton balls on them to give you the idea of a snowball. But that was the only time that we really felt homesick.